resistance. Jeep Cherokee, the Native American that hates the outdoors. He will go second today, but meet our first contestant in this week's edition of Last Character Standing. It's Peter the Pranking Pilgrim.
Hello, boys.
Good to meet you, Peter.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you.
Entry, November the 20th, the year of our Lord, 1622. Dear Diary, we have learned much of our new land, but there is still much to absorb. To be honest, I don't know where we'd be without the help of the natives who previously inhabited these dark soils. We've dubbed them Indians, largely because friggin' Columbus can't read a compass. They appear not fond of the name, but we don't appear to give a rat's anus. To prove it, we've named our softball team the Indians, too. I think the natives would pick it, but we've not yet taught them to write. They've not yet even learned the Ghostbusters symbol. Still, they are a brilliant people. They've taught us how to work the land, to harvest, to prepare, to survive. In return, we too have taught them much, though they are a bunch of gullible people to the practice of pranking, it appears. This I will find difficult to resist. Signed this day, Peter Pilgrim, Esquire. Entry November 21st, the year of our Lord, 1622. Dear Diary, today I noticed from afar two natives squatting in the woods and cleaning themselves with sturdy leaves taken from nearby tobacco plants. It became abundantly clear to me that these people have not yet been exposed to either the duvet or to waste paper. Thinking quickly, I gathered up some rolls of owl paper, stacked them atop my front door of my log cabin, leaving the door slightly ajar so the paper would balance on high. Then from inside the house, I called for the natives to help me. I resonated urgency. Well, you should have seen their faces when they opened that door and waste paper rained upon them. What a gas. I laughed till I soiled my bloomers. Then I stole their land. Signed this day, Peter Pilgrim, Esquire. Entry November 22nd, 1622, the year of our Lord. Dear Diary, today while standing in the fields with the native called Standing Crow, I pointed to the distant sky. Then while he was turned, I tapped him on his far shoulder. As he turned back around, I pretended to be looking the other way. He knew not what happened. I nearly punched a hole in my lip. I bit it with such might. What a lark. I nearly shot snot bubbles beyond my nostrils as I retold the story to my countrymen. Then I showed them the ex-sign deed to Standing Crow's land. Signed this day, Peter Pilgrim, Esquire. Entry November 23rd, the year of our Lord, 1622. Dear Diary, today the natives taught us to communicate with fire, signals sent with smoke. It took some time to learn this craft as I watched tribes communicate from great distances. But once I had, it then became quite easy for me. When given the opportunity, I asked the natives from a distant land with smoke, do you have Prince Albert in a can? I just assumed they responded yes, so I followed up with, better let him out then. The natives did not understand, but I laughed till I pissed tainted pee. What a rush. And then I stole their land. Signed this day, Peter Pilgrim, Esquire. Happy Thanksgiving.
Peter the Pranking Pilgrim, everybody. Yeah. Our leadoff contender in today's edition of Last Character Standing. All right, make note of his performance. Peter, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Cherokee, the Native American who hates the outdoors.